B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Mahi Roy and the Red Morning Show.
You know what? I'm so frustrated because we got this new... They had to upgrade Windows 7 to Windows 10 in our studio. They had to do it.
Right, except for it's on a computer that's much older than...
Every single thing that we worked on yesterday and saved was now deleted, and it's just taking twice as long to get everything done.
I know. It's just new technology slows down older computers.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And anyway, so, yes, it is the Mahi Roy and Lorenz Show. We deal with the same issues at our work that you deal with at your work, so just so you know. But this one mom in England caught her son using Alexa to help him, Loren and Roy, not cheating, because helping sounds better, to help him get through his math homework. Listen to this.
Alexa, 8 multiplied by 4.
8 times 4 is 32.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
So smart.
6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36. What is going on here?
That's the mom catching him and filming him.
No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4.
4 times 4 is 16.
So he's using his Alexa. And back in like 1994, 95, there was no Alexa when I was in college. And there was something, Roy, called a pager. Mm-hmm. And my friend had like the iPhone of pagers. He had this pager where you called a 1-800 number and then you gave the operator who answered a PIN number. And then that PIN number would coordinate with the person's pager.
Okay.
And it was a digital pager. So you could call her, and she would go, "Hi, thanks for calling, Verizon paging. Who would you like to page? PIN number?" You give them the PIN number, and then you go, "What would you like to say?" And you say, "Tell Doug to meet me at, such and such a place at 8:30.
Okay. Right, and that whole thing would come through on your pager?
On his pager, yeah. I didn't have that kind of money. But yes, on his pager.
Like, I have the janky pagers.
Would you just give the phone number?
No, numbers would come through and that was it.
It was like the size of an iPhone.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he had like a little slide thing. And anyway, so then it would come through. It would say, "Hey," and you could tell the operator anything. So my buddy and I are sitting here. We're trying to study for like a test. And he goes, "You know what I normally do? I'll slide my little help notes into my pager, and then I'll slide it out, and the notes are right there. I can just pull it out during the test." And I go, "Dude, why don't I just call the operator and give her the answers, and then you just bring them up during the test?" And he goes, "Okay, because you can save the messages."
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So I call the operator, and it's like, a history test or something. And the operator's like, "What's the PID number?" I give the PID number, and then she goes, "What's your message?" And I go, "1932, France, Hitler."
Yeah, this girl thinks it's some code for a government. Like, she's helping some secret organization.
Pearl Harbor.
No way. She immediately knew. You probably still sounded like a kid.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. You were in college, The Japanese take over Pearl Harbor. Can you type that? And she's like, "Okay." We go to the class. My friend's like, "Hey, my pager keeps going off. I'm checking it." And he gets the answers.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Math was never my subject. So I used to write formulas on my ankles, like under my socks. And then just itch my ankle during the test. So I had the formula. It wasn't that I had the answers to the test. I just needed the formulas.
We were getting a lot of text messages coming through.
Yeah. 802 said that they used to save the math formulas, too, in their calculators. Remember those big graphing calculators?
Yeah.
You could save notes in there. I was homeschooled by my stepdad, and I used to go downstairs in the middle of the night and take pictures of the test the night before.
Man, if I had an iPhone back when I was in school, I would cheat all the time.
The teachers must make them give their iPhones up or something during the test.
I'm sure you can't have anything out on your desk.
Yeah, the people are saying that they use their graphing calculators and... Someone texted in 704, said I wore a dress and wrote the answers all over my legs for a chemistry test.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Is that a new tattoo down there?
Let's see. Back in high school, I would tape everything on the back of the TI calculator. That's another. Uh-huh. Yep, that's what people are texting. So
You could take a one of those pencils, too, those little... what were those pencils called that you'd press on the top?
Oh.
Like a pen, but the ink would come out. Yeah. The lead would come out.
I know what you're talking about.
You could write on the back of your calculator, and it would come out so light that your teacher would never know the difference. Then you just erase them as you use the notes.
That's awesome. Do not cheat, kids. This is not cheating.
No.
This is all based off that boy who's using Alexa to help himself.
Terrible little boy.
That's all. Producer Nicole just jumped in our ear and said we need to say hi to Bree on line 6.
Hi, Bree. Bree, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hi, Bree. Welcome to the Man You're More in the Room Morning Show.
Hi.
Bree, producer Nicole just jumped into our ears during that segment and said that you have a dilemma. You're currently in a situation.
Yeah, I'm streaming you guys on the app from a coffee shop. And so I just had to call you guys because I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. Okay, I like where this is going.
We like to help people. It's never good advice, but we like to help people. Well, all right, so you're at a coffee shop and there's some dilemma. Let's talk with Bree coming up after Drake and Hotline Bling. Don't go anywhere. It's Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.